an open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Yeah, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight, you know, make sure all your 10 stripes buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Bryson pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you to this day-after-game edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a long night at Heinz Field. But let's be honest, it certainly was a lot closer, a lot more entertaining. It kept you watching till the late hours because the Browns played better than I think a lot of us thought they would, especially in that game. And I know a lot of true believers are always expecting the Browns to play their best. And I'm not talking about effort. I'm talking about the ability to just make this competitive from the very start. And that was a thing that was a surprise to me, especially where this team came out and attacked and just had success attacking. The number one defense in the league struggled to stop this offense that we've seen struggle so much through the course of this season. That was impressive. There were impressive moments. The defense of the Browns, of course, very impressive. Goal line stand, Mike Adams interception, just the entire play, the physicality of it all. And, you know, both quarterbacks, of course, end up leaving the game temporarily. Ben Roethlisberger's return a little more dramatic only because he's limping through the rest of the game in the second half after ending up with that twisted ankle at the end of the first half and then the high ankle sprain. And clearly dealing with the pain, but wasn't enough to keep him out, unfortunately, for the Browns, because he did play pretty well and was going to be the much better alternative, I guess, on one leg than Charlie Batch was on two legs. And meanwhile, Colt McCoy taking that blast to the face mask from James Harrison and then coming back a couple of plays later. Pretty amazing stuff there. Tough guy. And a tough night for him. I mean, he started out strong, but we saw the downside. The turnovers ultimately become the difference in a 14-3 game. But it was 14-3. It wasn't the lopsided score that so many projected. And the other thing that I found as a positive, and again, wanting to avoid the trap of seeing too much good in a loss, because it's still a loss, and it's a loss to the Steelers, and a loss to the Steelers nauseates every Browns fan. I get that. So I don't want to paint that any differently than it is. But the national attention, you know, watching or reading the tweets that a lot of my colleagues who cover the NFL at large, they weren't at the game, most of them, but just watching the game on TV, what they had to say about this Browns team. The Browns got the attention of the country in a good way by going toe-to-toe with the Steelers. I mean, that was a plus. And there were so many comments during the course of the day you heard on ESPN and other places about the irrelevance of the Browns. So who cares? They just move on. Don't have a conversation about them. Well, they forced at least some attention and some conversation in ways that I'm not sure that people would have even thought about in the course of the season. A lot of them who just did not pay attention to them for much of the year or know what that defense was all about, especially saw that defense in action, saw what Chris Gokong was doing in that goal line stand. All right, we've got a great show that will review this game for you. Bernie Kosar will be here actually making his third visit of the week because of the Thursday night game. He's going to be with us for a third time now. We'll look back at the game with him. We'll get the round table together as usual to talk this game over with our group and analyze it thoroughly there. And it's Fantasy Day on Friday. I know a lot of you are in the playoffs. This is the opening week of Fantasy Playoffs, so some really good advice. Michael Fabiano is with us from NFL.com and NFL Network to help on that count. Our daily poll question, is posted on the Browns official Facebook page, brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And the question for you to answer and tell us why is a player from the game, last night's game, who you felt had the best game. Chris Gokong, DeQuell Jackson, Mike Adams are the choices, and other are the choices there. Many of you already are voting. We'll give you the results of our poll question at the end of the show. And we always try to answer questions from you on this show that you post to the Browns official Facebook page or Twitter page. Erica asks, why does it seem like Greg Little has regressed as a wide receiver? And Erica, that's a fair question, because the drops do continue. He does look less comfortable as a wideout when he's dropping passes, and even to get open or to do the things that he needs to do to be an effective player. And you could use the simple answer that he's hit the rookie wall, the proverbial rookie wall that happens with the longer NFL season. And a guy maybe just where it's catching up with him, where teams, defenses study him more and catch up with him, know what to take advantage of at the line of scrimmage or whatever, and interfere with his ability to get off the line and get into his routes. But all of that said, it's still about the drops. And this is going to be a lingering question now for the remaining three games of the season, but more importantly for the offseason. That's when Greg Little has to get this fixed, when the Browns coaches can work with him to get it fixed. That's when you address those detail types of things. Okay, in a couple of minutes, a conversation coming up with the one and only Bernie Kosar as we continue with Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game. Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit LibertyFord.com for details.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
At this very special time of year, all of us at Conrad's Tire Express and Total Car Care would like to extend a thank you to all of our friends. Thank you for your confidence and loyalty. And as all of us get ready to share the joys of family and friends over these holidays, we wanted you to know that we're very proud of the trust that you've put in us throughout the year. Be safe in your travels this holiday season, and happy holidays from all of us to all of you.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, as the holidays grow closer and our list gets bigger, we're off to Half Price Books. Because during the holidays, Half Price Books magically transforms into a shopper's treasure chest with amazing gifts, stocking stuffers, a wonderland of kids' goodies. It's the one place you're guaranteed to find something thoughtful for anyone on your list. Perfect gifts and almost everything's half price or less. I'll take that in this economy. Books on anyone's favorite interest or hobby, CDs, movie box sets, toys, games, great gifts just jump off the shelves. And if you need help, there are lots of friendly folks available so you can find exactly what you're looking for. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt. A $25 Half Price Books gift card gets you a $5 coupon to come back and use in January. Remember, Half Price Books has presence of mind in North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note at hpb.com.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment with the one and only Bernie Kosar is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Let's bring up the music. And back with us for his third appearance of the week. Normally we get two visits by Bernie Kosar, but this is special. He's given us three this week because of the Thursday night game, and always with us to talk about what took place in the day before, or in this case, the night before. Bernie, at least, we're talking about something that kept, if you stayed up late for it, as I know you did, you were able to stay up with something that stayed interesting until the very late hour.
Yeah, the Browns last night, the heart, the effort, the intensity. I don't think anybody could question that. I mean, the way Chris Gokhan and the defense had the goal line stand, and watching those hits, Colt McCoy, and the way he started the game, the intermediate to deep passing game, especially early, was nice to see. Wasn't nice to see the hit that Colt took from James Harrison, but it was nice to see his toughness and desire and will to win by coming back in there. Again, I really, really struggle with this. I don't want to have moral victories. I don't want to, in loss, see all the positives or just the positives, because at the end of the day, it was an L. But there were a lot of things last night that were very, very, very positive, really good to see from individuals and the team.
Yeah, Bernie, so much to cover in that area. Let's start with the fact that this was an aggressive attacking offense. Pat Shurmur, I spoke with him about it afterward, and that was his plan all along, to come out attacking. And, you know, you think about the Steeler defense, ranked number one in the league. I mean, they just, the Browns just came out and wanted to hit them in the mouth, so to speak, with an attacking downfield passing game.
Right, and when you play, especially on the road against a division rival, you really can't play it too close to the vest. And to be confident and aggressive and strategically attacking that defense, which we were, and, you know, with, like, throws to Josh Cribbs in the seam, Evan Moore on the over routes, Muhammad Massaquai had some double moves that made the catches on. Those type plays, especially early, well, it was really, really enjoyable and good to see them type of execution and successful plays.
And, there, you know, this was an uneven game for Colt McCoy. You mentioned the blast that he takes to the face mask from James Harrison. I mean, that one was just frightening to see. The fact that he returned to the game was just astounding, just two plays later. But before we get to that, the unevenness of a performance, because we saw a guy look so good and really seem to have this whole, again, tacking thing under control, seeing the field well, making good decisions, making good throws. You mentioned the receivers doing their part with their routes, hanging onto the ball. But I thought Colt was really on his game, and then we saw that first interception that he threw, that Paul Amalu grabs, where Evan Moore gets behind the safety and he still underthrows him. I mean, those are the kinds of plays you can't have.
Exactly. It's the type of thing where you do 95-97% of your stuff good to perfect, yet one or two things have an enormous ramifications to the outcome of the game and your performance. And those couple plays, those two picks, really especially the first one. I mean, the second one was a little, yes, was an underthrow. It's the right read. It's the right person to go to. It's man coverage. You know, I used to like to talk to my receivers about, hey, if I trust you and I throw you the ball in man coverage, I'm throwing it because I believe you can out-physical, out-athletic the defensive back and make the play. If it's not perfect, tackle him, break it up, do whatever you have to do.
Right.
And, you know, young receivers should learn with that. But, you know, it's not making an excuse for Colt. But when you underthrow those type of things, I'd like to see my receiver just tackle and wipe out the defensive back and take that 5 or 10 yard penalty.
Now, he takes that hit from Harrison. Again, frightening thing. And we all know that first of all, James Harrison, this isn't the first time he's been involved in such hits, and it just seems so unnecessary to have to go at it the way he did there. But that's, you know, that part of it, I guess, shouldn't surprise us because of the history with James Harrison. But to Colt, coming back to the game, and it's raised questions, of course, that, you know, how was he in terms of just having all his faculties? He didn't feel good after the game. You could see it in his eyes and his face. But all in all, you know, he does come back. And the whole toughness question, which it's not a question. I mean, the toughness, it's a cliche, I guess, to keep saying that about McCoy. And it's awful that he has to keep showing it. But, you know, this is yet another example of what the guy's made of.
No doubt about it. I mean, I don't think there's any question, at least from my perspective, of you shouldn't doubt his toughness, his desire to win, his will to win. It's definitely there. And, you know, in this game, us quarterbacks, players, constantly we have to prove and show our ability to make plays, win games, desire to make plays and win games. And Cole McCoy, there's no doubt about it. He has that toughness. He has that desire. He has that will to lay it all on the line and want to win football games.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This game really, we've talked a lot about offense, but really this game was all about defense. And the Browns defense with the goal line stand, very impressive, or I should say just the Chris Gokong stand. He did such a remarkable job down there making those, or being a key to all those stops. The interception by Mike Adams certainly looked like the tide had turned there. And this too, this defense was, not that this is something you commend them for, but as physical as this defense was, one of the most physical quarterbacks in the game ends up exiting after ending up under a pile of Browns defenders with the ankle injury, Ben Roethlisberger, and he too somehow comes back and limps his way to the finish. So, but in so many ways, the Browns' defensive performance really defined why this was a game that stayed interesting until the end.
No doubt about it. I mean, the defense made, you know, they bend but didn't break. But you could see they have a mindset, a personality, a will to not let people in the end zone. You know, this has been a consistent theme throughout the year of their ability to be aggressive and will their way, physical their way, play their way into not allowing teams inside the 5-yard line to get in the end zone. The goal line stand last night, Chris Gokhan made some incredible physical one-on-one plays. Phil Taylor's made a play or two within that goal line stand, and his hustle and his desire to win really shows up throughout the game. Tilly Rubin has an ability to show and lead, and I think it's rubbing off on Phil Taylor, because you see those guys over 300 pounds,
yeah,
making stuff at the line of scrimmage, chasing running backs and receivers downfield 8-10 yards and making plays. It's really enjoyable and good to watch.
Bernie, it probably brought back at least it brought back a memory. I'm going to use the word painful, because I'm sure literally it was just that. But watching Ben Roethlisberger out there limp around on that bad ankle seemed to recall 1992, a certain quarterback returning to a game on one leg as well.
Yeah, it did bring back. John Offerdahl broke my ankle early in the first quarter on a Monday night football game at Cleveland Stadium in 1992.
Dolphins-Browns.
I end up playing the whole rest of the game. But the truth of the matter is, you know, I didn't know it was broken. And to what I think Ben Roethlisberger does, what Colt McCoy did after he got hit last night, you know, I didn't want to. You're on Monday Night TV, last night, Thursday Night TV, national TV. You're the only game playing. I don't want to be the guy who left the game because I had a little ankle problem. I didn't know it was that bad. And you're so obsessed, you're so focused, your desire and will to win is really so great that sometimes you are able to block out the discomfort because you still want to win the game. And not to brag, but, you know, to be able to throw, like I did, two touchdown passes in the fourth quarter of that game and get us back in the game and really put us in a position to win is something I'm really proud of.
Yeah, I was going to say, because the first question that would come to mind is, are you hurting your team more than helping it? I mean, it's all great to show that courage and that desire and all the good reasons why, the right reasons to come back, but are you hurting the team? And in your case, that wasn't the case. And really, last night for the Steelers, it wasn't the case. Somehow, Roethlisberger still played at a reasonably, for him, a very solid, high enough level to help his team win a ball game. He finished with a passer rating of 129.6. So I guess at the end of the day, with two touchdown passes, Big Ben was made the right choice, I guess, by fighting his way in there. But I'm still taken by the fact that all I could see last night was him limping when he was on the field, back and forth from the line of scrimmage, and then limping along the sidelines as if he was going to will that ankle to get better in the course of the night.
Boy, that's a fantastic point, Vic. You know, you're exactly right. It's wanting to win, the will to win, the toughness to win. But if you go out there and you can't play, if you can't make plays, if you're hurting your team, okay, that's not any good either. So, you know, I think Colt McCoy came and I think by and large played good to impressive after that. Again, when I was out there with the broken ankle, I don't want to be the bad link. I don't want to be the reason why we're not making plays. And I'm, again, not to be cocky, I'm proud to have been able to go out there and make plays to win, because you don't want to go out there, show your toughness, but you actually can't make any plays.
Right. Well, Bernie, anyway, it's another, like you said, it's a loss. You want to take more from this, but it's very hard to, because it's a loss, and it's a loss to the Steelers. And I know there was no, in that locker room, in that Browns locker room, no sense that something really good had happened. In fact, I think it was greater despair, just because they felt as close as they were with a chance to win that ball game. But you and I will revisit. We'll get together again on Monday and talk more Browns football. Have a great weekend.
Sounds good. You too, Vic.
All right. That is Bernie Kosar, former Browns quarterback, joining us as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game day. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Buy four select tires for $99. Buy two tires. Get two tires free with the purchase of a one-year alignment policy and premium installation. We beat online pricing. Beat the price of any other tire store or car dealer. Beat the price on the same tire, or we pay you $200. See store for complete details. Think about it. You come to NTB. NTB beats the price of any other tire store, car dealer, even the online price, beats it, or you get $200. But wait, there's still more. Right now, buy two select Yokohama, Pirelli, Cooper, or Nitto tires and get two free with the purchase of a one-year alignment policy and premium installation. Buy four select tires for $99. NTB with a $200 low price guarantee. Why in the world would you buy any place else? NTB. Sale ends Saturday.
HGR Industrial Surplus, the largest used industrial surplus showroom in the galaxy with the largest year-end clearance ever for walk-in customers only. Some items 50% off. Visit HGRINC.com or stop in just off the East Shoreway. HGR Industrial Surplus.
You deserve an after-work holiday party at Buffalo Wild Wings. Go to ESPNCleveland.com now and sign up for your party at the Broadview Heights, Medina, Strongsville, Elyria, Fairview Park, Bainbridge, or Lyndhurst locations. Happy holidays from Buffalo Wild Wings and ESPN Cleveland.
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Cherry here for Sunnyside Audi. I have decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
This is Joe Hayden. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4 on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we thank you for spending this portion of your Friday with us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, and this roundtable review segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube, and we have assembled the roundtable. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Guys, we certainly got a surprise, I guess, last night, in at least in the sense that it was a closer game than many people expected. Doug, how surprised were you that it was that close and that competitive?
Yes and no. I think, you know, anytime you get a young football team that plays on national TV for the first time, I think, you know, it's something that they'll bring it up a notch. And I think they also, you know, realize when you play the Steelers, if you don't bring it up a notch, you're going to turn into a roadkill.
Yeah, I'm with Doug on that. In fact, I kind of expected the Browns to play close. I told people going into yesterday's game, when it's 13-10 going into the fourth quarter, remember me. So, yeah, the Browns played a very competitive game. You know, there's, once again, some good signs on both sides of the ball, but, you know, not enough to win yet.
No, and that's the thing. You're still talking about a team that finds a way to lose,
yeah.
Finds a way to fall short, and in this case, it was the turnovers. I mean, it's pretty simple in a 14-3 game that you can point to the two interceptions that Colt McCoy threw after such a strong start by him as the difference in this game, Doug.
But you also got to close the deal when you get down on the one-inch line,
right.
And you got to be able to knock that ball in.
Right.
But by the same token, you look at the Steelers, they had it inside the two, and they had four shots at it, and they couldn't get it in, so it was, you know, a good defensive football game in a lot of ways.
All right, so that you guys are both open to the possibility that this could have been close, as it was, but the thing that still got me was, or surprised me in a good way, was the Browns coming out attacking,
yeah,
with that passing game and having ease of moving the ball. I kept looking down at the stat sheet, the league stats, to make sure, yep, that is the number one defense in the league they're doing this against.
Yeah, but you go back to the Super Bowl last year, and the fact that Green Bay, what they did was they spread them out,
yep,
five wide receivers, make, you know, expose some of the cornerbacks that,
right,
if there's a weak link in their defense, would have to be the secondary, and you try to take advantage of that.
And it was nice to see McCoy throwing those, you know, those intermediate balls, those little deeper balls. You know, I was a little surprised, or not surprised, but a little disappointed the Browns couldn't run the ball outside at all, and really,
right,
didn't even try to. I mean, it was all inside the tackle.
Well, neither team really ran the,
yeah,
ball in,
no,
the perimeter yesterday, and,
right,
you know, you got those two linebacks there. Well, obviously, Woodley didn't play, but, you know, you got Harrison on one side. It makes it tough to run that way.
Sure, and you know, Casey Hampton up front. I mean, the people,
yeah,
of Brett Kiesel, good people up front as well against the run. With McCoy, And of course, that's a story all to itself. But two stories in the game that he had this thing moving and looked impressive. And we go back to the whole idea of evaluating Colt through these final games and what the team has in him going forward or doesn't have in him. He was absolutely helping himself with the way that early part of the game worked out. And then the flip side of it with those interceptions. But we cannot tell the Colt McCoy story, obviously, from last night without getting into the hit he takes from Harrison into the face mask, comes back two plays later. The discussion about, you know, what happened in the aftermath of that, and Pat Shurmur was asked about this today, but he was cleared to go back in and play.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, said he wasn't feeling great afterward, right. or noticed, you know, clearly he said he wasn't feeling afterward. But as a team and as a quarterback, again, you're back to marvel at Colt McCoy, because how in God's name does he go back there and play, you know, just able to get himself up, walk off the field, and basically say, hey, I can, you know, after getting checked.
Yeah.
And this team's cautious, ultra cautious.
Yeah.
Think about it. You had Owen Marisic and Ben Watson both sent to the locker room with head injury. Earlier with Mohamed Massaqua. So this team has a high standard for concussion.
Last year, and that's what I asked Pat Vick, sorry to interrupt. You know, I also asked him, you know, in the heat of battle there, and I hate to use that expression, but in the closing minutes of a game, a lot is happening, and a lot is happening very fast. You know, if McCoy went over, and if he was assessed by the medical staff, and if Pat is told, you know, by his starting quarterback that I am good to go, that he's medically cleared to be good to go, then I think he's got to go back into the game. And we can sit here and second guess all we want to as to whether or not he was fuzzy or not. And I don't know, you know, if Colt kind of, you know, fibbed his way back onto the field, well, so be it. But I do think the Browns did everything they had to do in terms of getting him medically cleared.
Let's take it a little deeper. let me ask you a question. You watch a lot of college football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many times do you see college guys leave the game with a concussion?
Rarely.
What's the difference in the two games? One, you got to wear a mouth guard, one, you don't. The pro game, you don't have to wear a mouth guard. You know, I played with Brian Sipe. Brian had serious concussions, and there was times that, you know, Brian would be in the game with a concussion, and you wouldn't know it. But the longer you go, then it gets fuzzier and fuzzier.
Right.
And sometimes Brian would call a play, and you'd go, hey, we don't have that play, Brian. And then you realize that there was a problem. And when you're a competitive person, I've had four or five concussions. And you sit there and, you know, okay, I got to go out and do it. And it's things that you've done. And it's all of a sudden when things change, it gets a little foggy. And you can go into a game. And you'll sit there in the meeting the next day and go, I don't remember any of those plays. Mm-hmm. And you can actually function because your system is all built in. And, you know, it's really tough, you know, to find out whether a guy has a concussion, you know, when he's a competitive guy.
Yeah. Sure.
And the adrenaline's flowing and everything else at that moment, right?
Yeah. It's the Roundtable. Doug Deacon for the Browns Radio Network. Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Guys, the defense played just lights out. That's the only way I can describe it. The goal line stand, Chris Gokong stepping up in such a big way. What do we gather from this? I guess we're not surprised because of statistically how strong it is, but I thought that was stepping it up in ways that really we hadn't seen even in other impressive parts of the season defensively.
Yeah, and it was surprising, you know, considering that they got toasted pretty good the week before
in
the running game. Pittsburgh came out throwing. I mean, they were throwing the ball all over the place, but then they went back to their running game, I think, especially after Roethlisberger got hurt. But, you know, they did a good job of controlling the running game. It was just, you know, the one big play really that hurt him. But the one negative, I guess, is, you know, the defense doesn't calm down till after that first drive. Once again, we saw that first drive where, you know, I think young kids, you get real wired, and you got to get your emotions under control and play your responsibility, not just think, I'm going to go make a play. No, I've got to do this. This is the team concept of the defense.
You asked about the surprise. Vic, that was the thing that surprised me early on, was that the Steelers were passing the ball. I said, you know, what, did they not watch the film from last week? Why aren't they trying to run it here? So,
right.
I thought the Browns did a pretty nice job. I mean, you know, Mendenhall busted off a couple here and there, but, you know, for the most part, the tackling was pretty good. I thought the defensive line played well. I thought they got some pressure on Big Ben, and he made some plays the way he always does.
And Big Ben does something kind of remarkable in his own way. I mean, you know, we can marvel at coming back from the blast to the face mask McCoy, but this guy was dragging a leg through the entire rest of the game and still playing with credibility.
Yeah, I mean, and he couldn't really step into his throw.
No.
He did make a lot of deep throws after that because there was a couple times there was people down the field. But, yeah, you know, we've seen it before. I mean, the guy, and to some extent, you know, McCoy did the same thing. You know, he got blasted. You know, he came back. And that's the competitive athlete in both of them.
And that rivalry and everything else. Okay, we always do this after a game. We at least have acknowledgments of who played well for this Browns team. Doug, you go first.
Well, I think that, you know, the defense obviously played very well yesterday. And I thought the offensive line, you know, we didn't have a running game, but the protection, we didn't see a lot of loose people coming through on McCoy. And usually when you play Pittsburgh, you see some of those. I mean, the hit that Harrison had, you know, Colt was scrambling. And,
sure,
you know, hopefully, you know, he gets the Ndamukong treatment from the commissioner.
I got to single out Chris Gokong for those four plays at the goal line. I can never remember one guy having such an impact on four consecutive plays inside the 1 yard line.
Think,
he was
think
incredible.
The Eagles miss him?
Yeah, no kidding. That was really, really impressive. And, you know, McCoy, you know, an acknowledgement for him just for, you know, once again showing us that this is the toughest kid.
Yeah, he is, and I'd second Gokong. I want to throw DeQuell Jackson in that mention as well.
Game, right?
And how about Pops Adams? Mike Adams comes up with a pick at the right. It looked to me, I just said everything's lining up now for the Browns tonight when I saw that play. And again, they couldn't close the sale. I know defensively the lingering thought will be the 79-yard, you know, the slip and then Jericho Cotchery. It is going to happen. And talking with Jerome Henderson about that a little bit this morning, and you know, he just said, hey, the guy, it was your feet get a little turned when you're trying to stop and then go with a receiver, but it happens. And
that's the wrong field for it to happen on, too.
Well, it can happen to everybody. I mean, Obanaya's big, you know, run on third and long. You know, here comes Palomola, you know, running up, and all of a sudden you can't change directions.
Right.
He goes right by Palomola.
Well, guys, great stuff as always. We will reconvene again next week. Of course, the Browns will be preparing to face the Arizona Cardinals. Doug Deacon and Tom Withers, we have got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Bucket at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Buy four select tires for $99. Buy two tires. Get two tires free with the purchase of a one-year alignment policy and premium installation. We beat online pricing. Beat the price of any other tire store or car dealer. Beat the price on the same tire, or we pay you $200. See store for complete details. Think about it. You come to NTB. NTB beats the price of any other tire store, car dealer, even the online price, beats it, or you get $200. But wait, there's still more. Right now, buy two select Yokohama, Pirelli, Cooper, or Nitto tires, and get two free with the purchase of a one-year alignment policy and premium installation. Buy four select tires for $99. NTB, with a $200 low price guarantee. Why in the world would you buy any place else?
NTB. Sale ends Saturday.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive Dealership.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Fans, learn how you can win tickets to a suite and Browns merchandise in the Cleveland Browns Second Chance Drawing. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com/Ohio Lottery for more information. And this fantasy segment is driven by none other than Liberty Ford. Friday is always fantasy day here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and helping us to help you set your fantasy teams in the first week, in most leagues, the first week of fantasy playoffs, is Michael Fabiano, who is the fantasy editor for NFL.com and NFL Network. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Vic. How are you, my friend?
All right. So it is the time of year that fantasy players wait for, and the chance now to zero in on trying to win some championships. So to help him with that, some quarterback starts. Let's go there. Eli Manning against the Cowboys. You really like that one.
Yeah, you know, the Cowboys actually have been tough on quarterbacks overall, but when these two teams get together, you throw the numbers out the window. Eli has a lot of success against the Cowboys. In his last four games against them, he's thrown for a combined 10 touchdowns. Eli, Victor Cruz, Hakeem Nicks, I think you get all these guys active. Same thing on the other side of the football with Romo and Dez Bryant and his weapons there, Jason Witten as well. I think this is going to be a shootout.
And when we look at the Bills, who defensively have just, that's been as much of the part of their big collapse as anything, and of course they've had injuries and so forth, but just to look at that defense, which has been suspect even when they were rolling on offense, to think now that maybe Phillip Rivers and the Chargers have found themselves as an offense based on what he did the last game, this could be a really good start if anyone's got Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, and Rivers has been a major disappointment overall this year, Vic, from a fantasy perspective, but he had some real good numbers last week against the Jaguars on Monday night. And again, as you mentioned, the Bills' defense is average at best. So while Rivers has tough matchups after this week because he has to play against the Ravens and against the Browns, I think you play Phillip Rivers. He's got Malcolm Floyd back and a full complement of weapons there. So Rivers, his arrow's pointing upward right now as the playoffs start.
A lot of talk about the Lions' collapse from their really strong start and really the negative news out there about Ndamukong Suh and so forth. But from a fantasy perspective, you say Matthew Stafford is really the best start among quarterbacks this week going against the Vikings. Tell us why.
Yeah, outside of the elite guys like Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees, those are no-brainers. Stafford's actually only had two touchdowns in his last two games. He has also had four picks over that time, so people may be a little bit worried, but I wouldn't be. The Vikings have allowed more fantasy points to quarterbacks than any team in the National Football League, and earlier this year, Stafford had a great game against them from a fantasy perspective, so I start Matt Stafford with confidence despite the fact that he's had a couple of bad games.
Staying in that NFC North, the Green Bay Packers defense, another one that you think could be suspect going up against Oakland's Carson Palmer. How about that?
Yeah, listen, the Packers, undefeated and maybe headed to their second consecutive Super Bowl, their defense has not been good against the pass this year. In fact, they've given up the fourth most fantasy points to quarterbacks. So even if Carson Palmer's playing from behind, which potentially he will be, garbage time fantasy points count just as much as the regular fantasy points. And I think Palmer's a very good option. And also keep this in mind, he has started five games for the Raiders. Four times he's gone over 15 fantasy points.
And I like this one on your sleeper alert list, Rex Grossman of the Redskins.
Yep.
Against that very sieve-like Patriots passing defense.
Listen, you've got to be desperate to start Rex Grossman in the first round of your fantasy playoffs, but a lot of people are because you've lost Matt Schaub and a lot of quarterbacks haven't been playing up the snuff. So if you need a quarterback this week, and Rex Grossman is readily available on waivers in a lot of leagues, the Patriots have been awful, Vic. I mean, they gave up 20 fantasy points last week to Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah.
If that doesn't prove that anybody can put up fantasy points on the P-men, that does. And Grossman has gone over 16 fantasy points in two of his last three games.
Michael Fabiano, fantasy editor for NFL.com and NFL Network, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And to the running back side, a guy that you really like, and what's not to like about Michael Turner? But early in the season, there were some questions, but now a chance for him to maybe do something big for fantasy players against the Panthers.
This is another situation, sort of just like a Matthew Stafford, where it's a big-name guy, but he's struggled lately. Michael Turner's had 11 points combined in his last two games, and he hasn't scored a touchdown, so this is sort of validation. Don't worry about Michael Turner. Keep him active against the Panthers. They've given up more fantasy points to running backs than any team in the league, and Turner has 651 yards and 11 touchdowns against them in his last six games, so do not be afraid to start Michael Turner. He's going to have a great weekend.
Marshawn Lynch really reviving his career as a Seattle Seahawk, and they got the Monday night game playing the St. Louis Rams this week, and the Rams, of course, are the Rams. They struggle, so that would seem to be the opportunity there, but just on the basis of his talent alone or his explosiveness, Lynch would look like a really good play.
Very good play, and it's always nice to have somebody on Monday night there, especially a good player like Lynch. He scored at least one touchdown in eight straight games. The Rams have given up the fifth most fantasy points to running backs. There's nothing not to like about this contest. And when you look at the quarterback situation with St. Louis, Sam Bradford's hurt, A.J. Feely's hurt. You're looking at maybe Tom Brandstatter being the quarterback. The Seahawks are going to be able to run the ball a lot, and they are going to go real heavy on Marshawn Lynch, who is clearly back in beast mode now with the Seahawks.
Yeah, he is. And you know, another Chargers start against the Bills that could help a fantasy player. And again, why not? Because when your defense is playing poorly, it's playing poorly from probably top to bottom. Mm-hmm. Ryan Matthews, the standout running back for the Chargers.
So much talent. The one issue with Matthews is you're always worried that he's going to get hurt because
right.
He has not been a very durable quarterback, running back in his first couple years in the NFL. But this is a great matchup. The Bills have given up an average of around 22 fantasy points per game to running backs. And though Mike Tolbert does take some of those touches away from Matthews, it's not enough to hurt his value. I think he is a very strong, at least number two, maybe even a low-end number one this week.
Got to like what's happening with the Dolphins. They're really rallying, and it looks like collectively as a team trying to do their level best to help Tony Sperano save his job. One of those guys helping in that department is Reggie Bush, and he could be a good start against Philadelphia.
I can't believe he hasn't gotten hurt. Listen, I came into this season, and I didn't like Reggie Bush,
yeah.
And for the first few games, I was right. He was really struggling, and it looked like Daniel Thomas was going to be the guy, but Reggie Bush has come on. He's running between the tackles more. He's showing that he has some fantasy value, and this is a great matchup. The Eagles have given up 12 total touchdowns to running backs, the seventh most fantasy points. So Reggie Bush, suddenly out of nowhere, Vic, a number two back and a very solid one at that, especially if you're in a PPR league.
Any other general tips that you give fantasy players going into this first week of fantasy playoffs in most leagues?
Well, you stick with your studs. You don't get cute. Listen, even though there are some guys out there with big names with tough matchups, you almost have to play them unless you're really deep at the position. And also, if you have stud running backs, try to handcuff them. I said this last week, and unfortunately, some people didn't do it with Marion Barber and Matt Forte. And if you don't have waiver priority, well, now you have Forte out and Marion Barber on someone else's team. So if you have LeSean McCoy, pick up Ronnie Brown. If you have Michael Turner, pick up Jason Snelling. If you have a second kicker, a second defense, or a second tight end, that's really dead weight on your fantasy team. You would hate more than anything else for one of your top running backs to go down in the playoffs and you don't have his handcuff, because 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get him off the waiver wire.
Great stuff, as always, Michael. It's fantasy information you can depend on. We appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Anytime, Vic. Take care, my man.
He is Michael Fabiano, fantasy editor for NFL.com and NFL Network. Go to those places for all your best fantasy advice, especially now that we are in the playoffs in most leagues. Stick around. Much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit LibertyFord.com for details.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your wave. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Buy four select tires for $99. Buy two tires. Get two tires free with the purchase of a one-year alignment policy and premium installation. We beat online pricing. Beat the price of any other tire store or car dealer. Beat the price on the same tire, or we pay you $200. See store for complete details. Think about it. You come to NTV. NTV beats the price of any other tire store, car dealer, even the online price, beats it, or you get $200. But wait, there's still more. Right now, buy two select Yokohama, Pirelli, Cooper, or Nitto tires and get two free with the purchase of a one-year alignment policy and premium installation. Buy four select tires for $99. NTB with a $200 low price guarantee. Why in the world would you buy anyplace else? NTB. Sale ends Saturday.
Golf Tech knows that avid golfers want the gift that keeps on giving, better golf. So Golf Tech has three great holiday improvement options for you. Get started with a 60-minute swing evaluation and one follow-up golf lesson, or get three follow-up lessons with the premium improvement package. If you sign up for any lesson program or improvement plan before December 31st, you'll receive 10% off the investment. Go to givebettergolf.com. That's givebettergolf.com, and mention the guys at ESPN Radio to receive a free practice session, a $30 value.
Hey, the Roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and are you ready for the big finish event? The team at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge is, and they want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Like the 2012 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, lease it right now, starting as low as $259 a month for 36 months with no money down. That's nuts! I'm driving one of these babies right now and loving it. The look, the way it handles, the all-weather capability, and the fact that it's a trail-rated vehicle. I can go anywhere and do anything in my 2012 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Maybe you're not into leases and you want to buy. Even better, how about a starting price of $20,500 on that brand new 2012 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4? The big finish event is happening right now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Call today for more info at 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and your immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans, 2012 season tickets make a great holiday gift Place your deposits now for 2012 season tickets and receive your choice of a Cleveland Browns ornament or a Browns winter hat, along with a holiday certificate to present to your favorite Browns fan. For more information on how you can place your 2012 deposits today, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And the results of our daily poll question, sponsored by Quaker Steak and Lube, after a Browns game, it's always, which Browns player had the best game? And the choice is Chris Gokong, DeQuell Jackson, Mike Adams, or other. Many of you voted, and 70% of you said what I would have said, Chris Gokong. And Tony comments, Gokong, nice job, sir. Ted, I love this one. Gokong busted Mendenhall's face. Yeah, Rashard Mendenhall took a real blast from Gokong on one of those stops near the goal line, in that goal line stand. And he was just remarkable there. I heard from some Eagle fans via Twitter last night who were talking about how they miss Chris Gokong, how that game last night reminded them of what the Eagles, who are struggling defensively, miss miss at linebacker and from that guy. You ask questions, of course, to Ask Vic on our Browns official Facebook page and Twitter page. Jim from Facebook asked, why don't the Browns have a spread formation down at the goal line? It would at least give the defense the perceived looks as if the play will be a pass, then a quarterback sneak. Valid point, Jim. I do think that, you know, when you're bunching, the opposite of that, bunching up for power and having big personnel in, you're trying to get the push. You're trying to make sure you can try to run it in and take the higher percentage road to the end zone. And I think when you spread things out against that Steeler defense, a defense that good, you're opening yourself up to the risk for penetration, sack, fumble, anything that could happen where somebody gets free and gets a clear shot at an offensive player. Abby says, Evan Moore seems to be a playmaker. Why doesn't Colt throw more to him? That's been a question all season long. He is a playmaker, and I don't really know for sure why we haven't seen as much of him as we probably should. But I think involved. I think last night is a reminder of the kind of player he is. Maybe if there's issues about him getting off the line of scrimmage and coverage, blocking, maybe not one of his strongest suits, but I do think Evan Moore is better for this football team when he's involved more. Dominic, should Seneca Wallace be given the chance at starting? No, Dominic, I would not make a quarterback change now. I play out the remaining three games with Colt McCoy as my starter. I want to see, have a final conclusion on what he's all about and then go from there. If you're going to make the quarterback change, you do it in a much bigger picture way after the season, and you address it then. I don't think you do it just sort of piecemeal for these remaining few games when I think it's still all about the evaluation of that position and of that player. Okay, some thank yous to Bernie Kosar for being with us, Doug Deacon and Tom Withers on our roundtable, and Michael Fabiano from NFL.com for our fantasy segment. Kristen Ribelli, want to thank Pat McKenna, and we want to thank our producer, Will Burge. All right, we will be back with you again on Monday, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.